This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. It has been such a pleasure to have those of you in our audience who have been with us in previous broadcasts, especially as we've been studying in this particular series in which we're now engaged, Jesus is the Friend We Need. For several days, we've been discussing that topic, and already I've discussed these main divisions, that Jesus understands our problems, He has the power to do something about them, and we've made a beginning on discussing the fact that He wants to help us with our problems. Under each of these, we have noted a number of subdivisions. Jesus understands, for instance, the fact that we sometimes are perplexed, sometimes we're lonely, sometimes we're discouraged, sometimes we're in sorrow, sometimes we're in great pain and anguish. Sometimes we have great perplexity, we don't know where to turn. He's been down that road, as it were, suffering in principle every temptation that we have faced. He understands it, He wants to do something about it, and He has the power to do something about it. And just at the close of last time, we had begun to study the fact that He does want to help us with our problems. Notice the words of Paul as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It tells us that Jesus, even though He was rich, that is, as the Word, perfect Spirit, absolute Spirit, one of the three persons of the one Godhead, that He became flesh and dwelt among us, as we read in John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14. And so He was rich. Rich in the sense that He was that perfect Spirit. But He humbled Himself, taking upon Himself the form of a servant, becoming human, becoming a man, having flesh and blood as you and I have. And so Paul says that though He were rich, yet for your sakes He became poor. That is, He became flesh. He came to this earth to be a Savior, to die on the cross. He became poor that ye, through His poverty, that is, speaking to every one of us, the Lord died on the cross that we, through His poverty, might become rich. Not rich in money, but rich in the soul, rich in the spirit, rich in the forgiveness of our sins, rich in the great life that we can live on this earth, rich in the fact that we can live in hope of eternal life, with the assurance that eternal life shall be ours if we live faithfully according to His will. Notice again this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Though He, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, were rich, yet for your sake He became poor, that ye through His poverty might become rich. Are you rich today? Are you a Christian? If not, you're poor. It doesn't matter how many millions of dollars you may have in the bank. It doesn't matter how great the world thinks you are. If you are not really and truly a Christian, not merely that you think you're a Christian, but if you are not truly, really a Christian, and you're not a Christian unless you've obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, unless you have been baptized into Jesus Christ, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. And if you're not baptized into Christ, you're not a Christian. If you're not a Christian, you're not rich. You are poverty-stricken, no matter what your material means may be. But Christ came and became poor that we might become rich. God freely gave the greatest gift that He could give to all of us, that we might become rich through that gift. He did not spare the greatest thing that He had to give, namely His Son, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. And if He gives us the greatest thing, Paul is saying, can we not understand that He will then freely give us all things? Just as Jesus made clear in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11, that if earthly fathers, who are at least in some effect evil, know how to give good gifts to their children when they need and ask for them, how much more ought we to understand that God will give to His children? Our time is gone for today. It's been so good to have you in our audience. I hope you'll be back with us next time. Until then, this has been Thomas B. Warren speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes. Until we meet again, may God bless and keep you, is our sincere prayer.